You got your Bibles, turn to Job chapter 14. Job chapter 14.
God, you help him, fill him up.
Job chapter 14 and verse 1, and the Bible says, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth as a shadow and continueth not. Let's pray. Lord God in heaven, Lord, we come to you, Lord, right now, Lord, thanking you, God, for the day, God, thanking you, God, for being so good to us, God. Thank you, God, for just being God, Lord. I pray tonight, God, that you just help me to stand, God. God, I pray, Lord, you just fill me up. God, I pray, Lord, for your sweet spirit tonight. God, I pray, God, that you help me, Lord, to stand. Lord, I pray, Lord, I not say anything foolish. God, I pray I not say anything out of the way, Lord, but I pray, Lord, you just help me, Lord, to say exactly what you want me to say. Lord, I pray, God, that I'm just in your perfect will. God, I pray tonight, Lord.
Fill him up, Lord. Preach, brother. Mind the Lord. Thank God.
Help us,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
I got to thinking about this scripture, and honestly, I know Kevin preached on this some Friday night about you're going to die. And,
right. Hey, go ahead.
And man, I heard the statement this morning, and if the Lord would help me for just a few minutes, I'd like to preach on you're going to die. And in Job chapter 14 and verse 1, the Bible says, man that is born a woman is few days. Yeah. And I thought, man, we've just got just a few days. And I thought, man, I tell you what, I mean, people, I thought about people these days. And I thought about people just acting like they're going to live forever. And I thought, man, you'll go to the doctor and he'll say, hey, watch your cholesterol, watch your sugar. And you know what people do? They just do whatever they want to. And man, I thought, I was up in Kentucky the other day, guys riding around without helmets on a motorcycle. And I thought, them guys are crazy. If they wrecked, they could die. And I thought, you know why they do that? Because they don't think they're going to die.
That's right.
Man, that's how we are. We just live and we talk about retirement. We talk about what we're going to do tomorrow. And we make all these plans. But I tell you what, you're going to die.
Right.
Hey, we just got a few days.
Yes.
Man, it says in verse 2, it says, he cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. Man, it's just like a flower that's come up. Man, and you can cut that thing down and it's gone. Man, it's the same way.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to die.
Yeah. Free. Really,
man, I thought about what the Lord told Adam over there in Genesis chapter 2. He said, you take of that fruit, thou shalt surely die.
Yes.
Man, you know what? He took of that fruit. He's going to die.
Yes.
Man, we're going to die. The curse of sin is on us. Hey, we ain't got no promise of tomorrow. Hey, the Bible tells us in several different spots over in James, it's but a vapor.
Yep.
It appears for a short time and then it's gone.
Yep.
I'm telling you tonight, you're going to die.
Right.
I'm going to die.
That's right.
Hey, none of us is going to make us out of this thing alive unless the Lord comes back.
Right. You're right, preacher.
The thing about it is, we've all got that appointment in Hebrews. I mean, it was read this morning. 9:27, it's appointed unto man once to die. Man, we've got that appointment. Hey, I don't know when my time is. I don't know when Joey's time is. I don't know when Ty's time is. But I'll tell you what's going to happen. They've got an appointment. Man, I've got an appointment. Hey, it might be tomorrow. It might be 50 years from now. We don't know.
Go ahead. Freak.
You're going to die. You're going to die.
Go ahead.
I got to wondering how many people die a day. And I Googled it. I don't know if it's right or not. You know what it said? 150,000 people. 150,000 people in one day. One day.
Go ahead.
We're going to die.
Yeah.
Man, we're done. 150,000 people. I got to figuring that up. 86,400 seconds in a day. You know how many people die a second? Almost two. 1.73 or 1.74, something like that. Almost two people die a second. I don't know how many people's died since we've been in the church house tonight, but I guarantee it's probably more than in this church house. Boy, I tell you what, it could have been any one of us. You're going to die. Man, I'm going to die. Man, I thought about what David said over there in 1 Samuel, I believe it is. And boy, he's talking to Jonathan. He said, just a step between me and death.
That's right.
Just a step.
That's what it
says. Man, and I looked and it said, the average person takes 5,000 steps a day. Boy, I tell you what, that next one, that what's next one might be it.
That's right. You're right, preacher.
Now we know there's two places to go. Two places to go. And you're going to die. And you're going to go to one of those two places. Man, I got to thinking about Luke. Luke chapter 16, very familiar scripture. Luke chapter 16. In verse 22, and the Bible says, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels unto Abraham's bosom. And the rich man died and was buried.
Go ahead.
They both died.
Yep. That's right. You're right.
Both of them. You're going to die. I'm going to die. Boy, I tell you what, it's what's scary. You're going to heaven. You're going to hell. You better make sure where you're going tonight because you're going to die. You've got that appointment, and it's coming. Verse 23. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom, and he cried, said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things and Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented.
Right.
And I want to say right here, it didn't matter that that guy was rich. It didn't matter that Lazarus was a beggar. I tell you what'll matter. It'll tell you whether you know Jesus Christ as your Savior or not. Hey, it don't matter if you're rich. It don't matter if you're poor. Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to die. Man, I got to thinking about this rich man. And now, boy, I've said it before. It says, in torments. Torments. Boy, I'll tell you what. Man, I'd say it's physically. Boy, I'd say it's mentally. Man, if we look right here, it says he can see. He lift up his eyes. Boy, I'll tell you what he's going to look at, it's probably going to be awful.
Yes.
Boy, I thought about, man, he can hear. Man, they was talking. I thought, you know what's going to be bad? He can remember. Abraham said, Son, remember thou in thy lifetime. Boy, I tell you what's going to be bad when you're in hell. Boy, you're going to have the torments. You're going to have the flame. You're going to die forever. It's eternal death.
That's right.
You're going to remember.
You better believe it.
Yes, sir.
I believe you'll remember being at Amazing Grace Baptist Church.
Yes.
I believe you'll remember the preacher standing up and preaching.
Guarantee it.
And I believe you'll play it over and over. And that'll be torments.
Yes. Oh my.
Some things I wrote down about hell. This is through your Bible. Place of torments. I wrote that down. The Bible calls it a furnace of fire.
Yes.
It says where there's wailing and gnashing of teeth.
That's right.
I don't want to go there. We've done established. You're going to die. I don't want you to go there. Where the worm dieth not and the fire's not quenched. Man, I've heard people say this. They'll say, you're going to die. You'll go to hell. And I'll tell you what, and that'll be the end of it. You'll just burn up for a while and you'll be gone. Well, I'll tell you what, if you read the Bible, we might just look a few places. If you'll read your Bible, boy, I'll tell you what, it's an everlasting punishment.
Yes.
Everlasting. Revelation chapter 20, and the Bible says in verse 10, well, this is what the devil's going there first. It said, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, we go on down here. We go on down here to verse number 14. And death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. If you die and you're in hell, I tell you what, you're going to the lake of fire, which is just as bad.
Yep.
It says this is the second death.
Yep.
And whosoever not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Right.
2 Thessalonians 1:19.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And the Bible says, 1:9, sorry. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from His power.
Right.
I tell you what. It's not going to be a party in hell. You're not going to have a good time in hell. You're not going to burn up in hell. You're going to be there forever. The Lord won't be there. There's nothing you can do to get out of that place. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's going to be forever.
Amen.
Forever. Man, it's real. That's real. Man, we've experienced it. I may be tomorrow. Man, we don't know. You may be tomorrow. Boy, I tell you what, I got to preaching, I got to thinking about hell and being a Christian and being saved. There's a couple things for me. One, I'll tell you what makes me real glad.
Hey. God.
Makes me real glad I don't have to go there.
Yeah.
Man, if you ain't got nothing to thank the Lord for, if you're born again, man, if life's hard and you ain't got no money, and I tell you what, it seems like everything falls apart. Boy, I tell you what, but you're saved.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You ought to thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, you ain't going to have to go to that awful place.
Yeah.
Man, I get to thinking about that and it bothers me. But man, I'm glad I don't have to go there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it ought to do something else for you.
Yes. Go ahead.
I thought about Jude. I'll just read it if I can find it. Jude. Where's it at, preacher? Jude 23. And it says, and others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even. I want to read 22 too. And some having compassion, making a difference. Hey, if you're saved and you're born again, and we know people's going to die. And we know that hell's real. Man, might we all have some compassion.
Yes, sir.
And show people the light.
Yes.
Man, Nathaniel's done talked about it, I think it was. Man, they're headed for darkness. The devil's got it blinded. Man, let's have some compassion on them.
Right.
And save others with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by their flesh.
Yeah, God bless you, man.
Man, we get so busy as Christians. Man, we just life and work It's like we forget we're going to die too. Man, it's like we forget there's a burning hell. That people's dying and going there. But yet we're worried about our job. We're worried about our bank account. All these stupid things. I'll tell you what, people's dying and going to hell. What are we going to do about it? Man, I thought about the gospel being good news, and man, how we ought to share the gospel. And I got to looking at, one time I got to looking at preachers in the Bible, and man, different preachers preaching. And I thought, you know what they always do? They always go. And first of all, they preach against sin. They tell people, hey, you're guilty. You've sinned against God. Then they tell them, judgment's coming. You're a sinner. You're going to die. Judgment's coming. I'm glad that ain't it.
Go ahead, brother. Yes.
The gospel. The good news.
Yes.
Well, I got good news tonight. You don't have to go to hell. There's a Savior that came and shed and died and gave His blood. And I tell you what you got to do. You got to repent, turn around, and follow Him and believe on His name. Boy, Kevin Dunn said it. I thought he's going to preach my message. I'm going to turn over there and read it too in John chapter 6. I hear people say nonsense all the time. They start talking about, boy, how you can't get saved and this and that, and how you can get saved. All I know is the Lord's got to be there.
Right.
And they say, hey, the Father's got to draw, and I believe that. But man, when we look at our Bible, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, hey, if Jesus is around, He's saying come.
Yeah.
Hey, the Holy Ghost is here, He's saying come.
Yeah. You better believe.
John chapter 6. John chapter 6. We'll just start in verse 35. And the Bible says, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
That's right.
But I said unto you that you have seen me and believe not.
Right.
Listen to this. All that the Father giveth shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise,
that's what it says,
in no wise,
believe it, brother,
cast out.
Hey.
You're going to die. You're going to go to hell. I tell you what you ought to do tonight. You ought to come to Jesus.
Right.
You ought to come up here. You ought to bend down. And you ought to just come to Jesus.
Yeah.
Man, I can't tell you what to say. Man, I could tell you 50 prayers to say that wouldn't get you in.
Right.
Man, I get Kevin up here to pray for you. I get Nathaniel over here. But I tell you what, you're going to have to believe.
Hey.
2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how bad a life you've lived. I don't care how much sinning you've done.
That's right, preacher.
Come on, preacher.
I don't care if the devil's told you can't get saved.
Yep.
I don't care if you've told yourself I've done too much bad. I tell you what, Jesus died for your sins. Hey, they're all covered.
Yeah. Hey.
You'll just come to Him. I believe the Lord's done. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to pray. And if you need to come pray, come on. Come on and pray if you need to.